Hello, you are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. We are broadcasting from the SFU Burnaby campus on the unceded territories of the Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, Musqueam, and Kwikpitlem Nations. And you are tuning in to Gnome City, Episode 2, with our guest, Liza. What's up, Liza?
What's up, Katie?
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Today we're talking about CBT, which is cognitive behavioral therapy, and maybe we're going to talk about Egypt, but first we're going to just talk about things that are going on in the world right now. For one, it's Women's Month. Happy Women's Month, Liza.
Happy Women's Month, Katie.
And all the women in the world.
Yes. Oh my gosh, what do you think about women?
I think women are really wonderful. They're very strong, especially mothers.
Yeah.
I love my mom.
Me too. Now, the other day, I was thinking about womanhood, and I feel like we're entering an age where it's like gender doesn't matter as much because it's kind of like we're just all like kind of like reaching towards equality. But I feel like it's kind of sad like to imagine a world where it's like everyone's gender neutral, because I kind of love like the sisterhood.
I love sisterhood.
Yeah. Yeah, like I kind of love like getting to be a bit different from men.
Treated. Social expectations. You know, a girl can like not have her driver license at 20. But if a guy doesn't have his driver license at 20, he's a bum.
Yeah, and like I can like be weak and it's okay. Yeah. Like I'm strong mentally, but sometimes I'm physically weak, but it's like it's okay.
Yeah.
This is strange.
Yeah. But women are strong a lot too. Just I think having like the stereotype of being weak, like it makes me feel less like embarrassed that I'm weak sometimes.
Yeah, I actually totally agree with that, because I love the equality that's going on right now, like how everyone is striving towards it. But at the same time, I love having a little bit of a different social expectation.
Yeah, right.
Social and standards.
Yeah. And also just like being friends with women is like so special, and it feels like so like immediate when you make friends with a woman, just like having that connection,
like a girl group.
Yeah
No, but also it's like there's a social expectation, but sometimes when like women surpass it, it's like it's a crazy achievement, and I love it. Like women when they go Olympics, like oh my god, like Alyssa Liu right now, she was great. That was great. Surpassed all, like, even the male skaters and their points. I don't know. I love it. I love sports, too. Oh, my God.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I was just, like, taking tickets for the women's hockey game, like, the Golden Eyes at the Pacific Coliseum.
Women's hockey is insane.
Yeah, there is.
I love it.
They're
so brutal, I'm not going to lie.
They're brutal with each other.
Compare women's hockey to men's soccer? Oh, my God. Men, like, you know, in men's soccer, they try to get a penalty on the other team as much as possible.
Yeah.
Get kicked in the knee, start crying, so the other team gets a penalty and your team wins. But in hockey, you go fight.
Exactly.
The girl.
And that's, like, good sportsmanship.
Oh, my God, in women's soccer, too. Have you seen that one woman? She was running, and one of her, like, braids, her box braids, were literally ripped out of her scalp. She was bleeding, and she was still running. She was running for the team. She was kicking the ball. She was crazy.
That's so awesome.
I know, right? Bro, women are so strong. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, I know.
We need a month. We need a month.
Right? Just to, like, observe and congratulate. But, yeah, the Golden Eyes, we lost, but they did, like, such an incredible game. It was so beautiful to watch. And I love, like, ticket-taking. I get to meet all the fans, like, of these people that are fans of women's sports. And they're just so, like, enthusiastic and happy. And there's, like, something about, like, hearing women's names be called in a sports, like, coliseum that just felt so powerful to me.
Yeah.
Like,
it is. It's
very, a girl.
It's a great achievement.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's, like, yeah. Happy Women's Month.
Happy Women's Month.
And then another crazy piece of news is that there's no more clock change. So in BC, right now we have it, so that we're going to be in daylight saving times forever. And no more fall backward.
Yeah. So days in the summer will be longer, right?
I guess.
Permanently.
Yeah.
Well, like always. But I mean days in the winter, in the mornings will be darker for longer.
The mornings will be darker.
It's so hard to wake up in the mornings, especially when it's gloomy, wet, and cold, and you try to get out of the bed, and it's still dark outside.
Yeah, it feels, like, meaningless. Like, I feel like it's really messed up that the government has just robbed this of me, that I'll have, like, an extra hour of dark in the morning now. There's nothing I can do about it. And I also loved just the feeling of, like, changing the clocks, because it's, like, novelty, and it's, like...
It's, like, I'm human, I'm alive, and I know that, like, time changes.
Right? It's so cool. It's, like, a leap year, but it's every... But it's twice a year, you know, when you're, like,
I know, it's, like, so cool.
Yeah. You're, like, time doesn't exist. Like, we're just making it up.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
I miss it. Like, changing the car, the clock in my car is also so fun, because my mom doesn't know how to do it, and she just, like, yeah. Can you do it for me? And I'm, like, yeah. I feel so smart when I...
But, yeah, I feel so smart. Sorry, we're getting signals coming in from outside the station. Wait. Let's play a song.
Yeah, let's play a song.
Let's play a song, and then we'll see what's going on here.
The new Help album dropped.
Yes.
Help 2.
We're going to talk about Help when we get back. The album.
Purity from War.
Here, hold on, you guys. We're going to listen to Help.
What's going on?
Margaret Thatcher on TV, shocked by the deaths that took place in Beijing. It seems strange that she should be offended. The same orders are given by her. I've said this before now, you said it was childish and you'll say it now. Remember what I told you, if they hated me, they would hate you. England's not the mythical land of Madame George and Roses, it's the home of police who kill boys on mopeds, and I love my boy, and that's why I'm leaving. I don't want him to be aware that there's any such thing as grieving. Your mother down in Smithfield, 5 a.m. looking for food for kids. In her arms she holds three cold babies, and the first word that they learn is please. These are dangerous days, say what you feel is to dig your own grave. Remember what I told you, if you were all the world, they would love you. England's not the mythical land of Madame George and Roses, it's the home of police who kill boys on mopeds, and I love my boy, and that's why I'm leaving. I don't want to be aware that there's any such thing as grieving.
That was Black Boys on Mopeds by, how do you say that? Oh, yeah, no, I turned it down. Don't even worry. Don't even worry. that was Black Boys on Mopeds by, what is that?
Fontaines, D.C.
Fontaines, D.C.
That's a cover of Sinead O'Connor.
Yeah.
It's a great song.
Yeah, that was a recommendation from Lisa. What do you like about it?
I love the song. I love the message.
Yeah. Well,
the message of care. Mm-hmm. It was like, I love my boy, and I don't want him to know about the things that are going on.
Exactly.
Because she says London is a place where police beat black boys on mopeds.
Yeah.
And I love him, and I don't want him to know, so I'm moving away.
Yeah.
It's crazy. She's, like, protecting, but at the same time addressing an issue a little bit.
Yeah, right?
I don't know. Sinead is a great artist. Oh, I miss her so much.
Is she dead?
She died 2 years ago. Oh. Almost three.
Oh, my God. That's really sad.
Yeah, I remember we were in high school. I was waiting for my mom to pick me up, and I open up the phone, and I read Sinead O'Connor dead, and I'm like, what? I was so sad that day. Yeah. And that was right after Tina Turner died.
No, I didn't even know Tina Turner was dead.
Tina Turner died. Everyone I listen to is dying, so upset. And
Lisa, you're just like the bringer of doom right now.
I'm not the bringer of doom. Sad. No. I'm just saying that we need more...
We need more life.
We need more life, and we need new artists.
Yeah.
Because all the artists that I listen to are old.
Oh my God, that's really sad.
Honestly, a lot of the young talent that's coming up right now, I'm not very, like, they're good on the radio, you know, and they just play, and like you have no choice but to listen because you don't want to switch a station. But sometimes it's what I pick to listen to is something older.
Yeah. Yeah, you're not feeling...
Sometimes there's just more soul in that before producers were writing lyrics.
I think about that a lot as well. Because I think, like, indie music, like, modern indie music still has that kind of charm.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
It's great. But the genre itself is sometimes something...
The genre... Oh, my God. I'm bored of the indie genre, definitely. It's, like, the same guitar setting everywhere. And it's just... Yeah. We're dissing India, but okay. Well, that song that we just played, "Black Boys on Mopeds," is from the album "Help 2." So this is the second time. Was it War Child Records? That
yeah,
did the
War
first
Child
time
Records
as well.
Did the first record in what 1996?
Yeah, and so that was another time where just a bunch of like major artists got together.
Yeah, like Blur, Oasis, a lot of Britpop at the time.
Mm-hmm.
What is it? Stone Roses? No.
Oh, the Stone Roses?
Yeah. They were there.
Yeah.
With Love Spreads.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
But we forget what they were benefiting the first time, but like how
Massive Attack was on it too. I forgot about that.
I don't even know that.
Let's go check that out.
we'll listen to Massive Attack. Oh wait. Wait, if you just look up Help, nothing comes up. Hold on.
We're Googling this. We're researching. No, Massive Attack are great. The Help album is awesome by War Child Records because profits of the album go to donations to victims of war. And I feel like it's just a very, very good cause. Timing of this album being released is a little crazy, especially with the things in the world right now. It's very... I'm not going to lie, a little bit suspicious, but at the same time, they were planning it for so long.
No, it's not possible.
It can't be.
There were some premonitions, maybe.
It's here, I promise.
No, I can't find it, bro.
I'll find it, bro.
Thank you, bro.
Can you? Yep, for a little bit. Thank you.
But yeah, what's that?
Spirits.
But yeah, you know, I'll also talk about later today, we have like a live performance going on in CJSF, and we're going to be like broadcasting it from here, I think at around like 3 today, and it seemed like we have like the whole setup in the station, we have like the drums and everything. Oh, you have to do it like up and around, so we're doing the technical, but I think it'll be so exciting. This will be like the first time, I think, that we've, like, broadcasted live music, or at least in a long... Oh, my gosh. We're on the Help album, War Child, the first one.
This is so strange, because on my phone, I have it as an album, but here, it's a playlist.
Oh, weird. Wait, I think I see...
Yeah, Stone Roses. Yeah, there was Radiohead, Oasis. Hold on, the mic is making scary noises.
Wait, should we play a bit of the Massive Attack one?
Yes, we should play Massive Attack, Karma Coma.
Okay, I've got it ready. You can press play. Should we just have it on in the background and we app a little bit?
Oh.
Or should we listen? Should we
I want to listen.
You sure you want to be with me? have nothing to give. Will Lauren say this loving's best? Will leave us in emotional pace. Take a walk, taste a rest. No, take a rest. I seen you digging a hole in your neighborhood. You're crazy, but you're lazy. No need to live in a lean-to. Your troubles must be seen to. See through money like it's paper. With faces I remember. I drink on a daily basis. The way soda cools my temper. It never cools my temper. Walking through the suburbs, they're not exactly lovers. You're a couple, especially when your body's double duplicate. And then you wait for the next Kuwait. Karma coma, Jamaica and Roma. 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 Severed when there's trust to betray someone with funk will hear beats. Karma coma, Jamaica and Roma. Karma coma, Jamaica and Roma. Karma coma, Jamaica and Roma. Karma coma, Jamaica and Roma.
Want to make a real impact in the Black community? Join us where we connect you with Black-led organizations from all around the world. Get ready to get involved. Find the organization based on the location of interest. Follow us at supportblackcharities.org.
Hello, you were listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. And yeah, we were just talking about Help, the two albums by War Child Records dedicated to benefiting people who are, like, victims of war all around the world. Wait, what was that song we were just listening to by Massive Attack?
Karma Koma.
Yeah, that was so cool.
Jamaica and Roma.
Yeah, bro. I really liked how British it sounded. Like, it was, I don't know, normally I'm used to, like, British people yelling, so it's kind of cool.
Yeah, I love Massive Attack. They're the best British people ever. They're making a new album, by the way.
No way.
They're so old, and they're making music. I love them. And they're collaborating always with somebody.
Wait, how old are they?
70.
That's awesome.
Someone in the band is 70, and I'm pretty sure it's just two guys.
That's awesome.
And they just, they get everybody. You know, they got Elizabeth Fraser often from Cocteau Twins.
That's awesome.
And she's old too. I love this granny. She's actually not that old. I'm sorry. I'm just like young. She's what, 62? Is a great woman.
I love this granny.
My grandma was 62.
Wow. Okay.
So come on.
Okay, queen. Okay, now we'll get into what we're actually going to talk about. So Lisa has like a really cool connection to CBT because she got into it in middle school, and then now she's also studying psychology.
Unknowingly into it.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
So I think first, just for the listeners, I would like to hear what you think of, like, what is CBT. Oh, and also, guys, we're not professionals. We're not, like, psychologists or therapists. So, like, this is all, like, our personal experience. We're talking about CBT, cognitive behavioral therapy, but not, like, don't listen to,
like,
us.
Like, Psych 101 level, okay?
Yeah, literally Psych 101.
I'm literally... Wait. I'm just finishing up my second year. I feel like there's some of my classmates who could tell you so much more about it than me, but...
No, but you have, like, the cool experience with it, so
I have
okay.
The dope experience. I have the best experience. Okay. Mm-hmm. The unprofessional one.
Exactly.
Yeah, people get actual CBT. No, bro, I DIY'd it. I thought I made the concept.
Wait, you made it up. Oh, wait, first, let's say, like, what is CBT?
Okay, CBT is cognitive behavioral therapy. It's a therapy model that focuses on self-reflection and changing your own behaviors with the help of a therapist. For example, for conditions that cannot be really treated with medicine. For example, like BPD cannot be treated with medicine. It can only be worked on as a problem with behavior. So it's just you managing yourself, managing your emotions, your like activities and everything. So that's just kind of what it is. It's getting assigned, I'd say, a task or a self-reflective behavior, and you have to follow it to actually better yourself. It's like conditioning yourself to be a different person in a way. Yeah.
Yeah, I wrote this like sentence. I like watched a Crash Course video before leaving today. And I thought it was, like, well put. It just says, like, changing what we say to ourselves is an effective way to cope with our anxieties and modify our behavior.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's just changing yourself from the outside. I mean, the inside. Not the from inside the outside. Out. Inside out. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you said you got into it and you didn't know what CBT was when you started doing it.
No.
So, like, what did that look like when you first started it?
Okay, so in, like, literally elementary, actually, my teacher was obsessed with, like, she made us do gratitude journals, which made us, like, talk about what our day was like, what was great about it, what was bad about it, what could we change, how was your behavior that day, and stuff like that. And I thought it was a great, wonderful idea to self-reflect on yourself as a, like, growing, you know, person, which is crazy because I didn't think about it in that depth as I do now. Like, as a kid, I just thought it was a fun activity to be like, oh, I could, you know, do this and that. But then in middle school, I was like, oh, maybe I could actually change my behaviors to be more liked by girls like my age, so I can get more friends.
Mm-hmm.
Because in middle school age, people are always a little, you know, there's like... Some are beefing, some are really friendly. There's just a lot of growing behavior. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I definitely felt the need to change myself as well in middle school.
To fit in, because you need to fit in middle school.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed that all the time. Yeah. And our friend's younger sister, I remember when she was in middle school. I feel like all middle school girls always have to have a struggle with fitting in.
Mm-hmm.
So common.
Yeah, because for me, like, with my experience with CBT is I had to do it to get out of that. Like in middle school, I was, like, I had kind of changed myself, like, just, like, superficially. And then it kind of ended up, like, it's like it was, like, inverse cognitive behavioral therapy. Where, or I guess, like, yeah, kind of like what you're saying, where I, like, kind of, like, forced myself to become someone else.
Yes.
And then I kind of, but then I discovered CBT, and I used that to, like.
The proper model?
To like, make myself again.
You were your own therapist.
Yeah.
Assigning tasks, yeah. I don't know. I think it's actually a great model. It, you know, it was originally made to treat major depression, which is now BPD. So, because back then they were deciding that BPD is actually just a major depressive disorder and not a separate thing on its own, with, you know, severe mood swings, erratic behaviors and everything, and how to control them. But it works for everything, especially when, you know, you're just not a proper therapist or don't even have one. Just self-reflection is the key of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, so how did you use it when you were in middle school?
I had a journal, and I would just talk about it. Like, mm-hmm. I would talk in my journal about my day, about my friends, what I may have said that I maybe should not have said, and what should I do next time.
Mm-hmm.
It's just small things. But, you know, when I learned about CBT in university, I realized that what I was doing was exactly of the model, but it just a more simple version.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, I was wondering, we're kind of...
So unknowingly CBTing myself.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was kind of curious, like, when you were doing this in middle school, is there anything that you still feel now, like, that's a part of your personality that's, like, you could draw back to, like... What you made from CBT?
I am a people pleaser right now, and it bothers me. It really does. I feel like I need to change that about myself right now. I've been trying to be less of a people pleaser as of late, but
mm-hmm.
it doesn't work. You know, I told you, when I went to the concert, and there was a guy behind me, and he was so annoying, he even kind of groped me.
Yeah.
All I did was just smile. Oh, I should have punched him. But I wanted to experience the concert. I didn't want to get taken by security. Ugh, so annoying.
Yeah, no, I feel like you can't blame yourself for that. That's not even being a people pleaser. That's just, like, a really crappy dude, and there's nothing you can...
Yeah, I'm like, sorry. That's a different example. Being a people pleaser is when you open up a door for someone, and they don't even say thank you. Do it yourself!
Literally.
Yeah, especially if it's someone your age.
What?
Like, if it's someone your
age... I think you should always say thank you.
You should say thank you. But, I mean, when you open a door for someone your age, a uni student, for example, in the same situation as you, same age as you, maybe even the same gender, you know what I mean? Like, this kind of brings you closer to them. You'd be like, thank you, right?
Yeah.
No, I'm going to glare you down.
Dude, literally, there's so much glaring that goes on. Yeah. Wait, okay, side tangent. I feel like there's so much glaring at SFU, where it's kind of like, I feel like as people, it's like we're programmed to want to say hi to each other, but for some reason we're scared to say hi to each other, so instead we just stare at each other, and it's so much more awkward than just saying hi.
It feels a little evil, but you're literally in the same situation.
Yeah.
Student.
Yeah.
Cold weather. Maybe you're, like, freezing under the umbrella, and another student's freezing on the umbrella. Why don't you just, like, say hi?
Yeah, I think, like, people are worried about being, like, too, like...
Judged.
Maybe. Yeah, being judged. And they're worried about saying things that, like, don't have, like, an edge of irony to it, or, like, saying things that are just normal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just, like, saying, like, hey, how are you? It's like, wait, that's too normal. It's embarrassing.
Yeah. I don't know.
But yeah.
Moment of silence for that. Moment I feel like silence. This shyness is also a reason, like a huge reason for, you know, online, like, dating apps right now, instead of just coming up to people and being like, hi.
No, literally.
Too, like, shy. Did you hear about that story? On TikTok, there was a girl, and she was from SFU. She said, Burnaby Campus, I was at SFU. I was at a bus stop. And there was a guy, and he said that my coat and umbrella were nice. And I said, okay, thank you, and walked away. But then she was on TikTok looking for him.
Aww.
And then she found him. And then I read the comments, and then he fumbled.
What? How's it possible to fumble? She literally searched for him.
She searched for him. I don't know what he said, but she got really angry with him.
Oh.
And she said, he fumbled. I don't want to be with him.
Wow.